Welcome to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. Today's guest is Yuri Estapia, the Chief Operating Officer for Logistics Plus. Yuri, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I know this is not your first time on this program, but it's been almost a year since we last spoke. Can you remind our audience about your background and your role as COO with Logistics Plus?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been with Logistics Plus now for over 18 years. I've held various positions throughout my career and have been managing all the global operations of Logistics Plus for a few years now. And kind of as the company continues to grow and we continue to build our team, we just continue to expand in different markets.
Yuri, it seems Logistics Plus has been incredibly busy lately. Let's start first with the most recent big announcement regarding the acquisition of Yan Credit. Can you tell us more about this acquisition and how it fits into LP's overall global strategy?
Yeah, absolutely. So this was a really, really good acquisition for us. This was a great kind of strategic move. Yan Credit is a really, really good company and a close partner of ours that we have worked with for many years. We have done quite a few different projects in Europe with them, and they already represented Logistics Plus in kind of Netherlands and the Benelux region. So when we were approached about potentially buying the controlling shares of Yan Credit, we were very interested. As you know, cultural fit is one of the most important parts for us. And we already know this company extremely well. We know its people, and we've always felt that it was a great connection, great cultural fit. So kind of once we made the negotiations and the numbers worked to acquire 100%, you know, this was, again, a really kind of easy decision for us. And we were, again, negotiating and making this deal with good friends of ours. And the previous owner and the managing director, Klaus Slim, you know, will stay on managing the company and kind of helping transition for the next few years, kind of as his team, which is also very sharp and very well known to us, kind of, you know, steps up more into leadership roles. So this was a decision that was very beneficial for us. We wanted more of a presence in Europe, and we wanted kind of a faster, more aggressive entry into these markets. And when this opportunity came up, this was kind of a no-brainer for us.
Yuri, I've got to ask a follow-up question on that. When you have a company like Yan Credit, who is, as you word it, a great company in and of itself, how difficult is it? Because your culture is so unique at LP, to really marry those two companies, get them pointed in the same direction, and really doing things the LP way?
You know, it's a great question. And sometimes these acquisitions, or especially kind of these transitions, are not easy. The benefit of this and what made this deal such a good deal for us is the fact that we have worked with this company. We knew its employees. We knew its entire leadership team. We knew their culture in and out. They have spent quite a lot of time here with us in Erie, and quite a few people from LP has visited them in Netherlands. So, you know, it was kind of that transition and this cultural kind of, you know, fit and knowledge of each other has helped to make this very, very seamless. And there was a lot of happiness from the employees of Yan Credit when the announcement was made about LP purchasing them, as kind of the way we felt about them. They felt in a similar manner about Logistics Plus and wanted to be part of our global network. So Yan Credit is a 100-year-old company. It's a very well-structured, it's a very well-managed company that does not really need many changes. And what LP will do is add additional service offerings to their portfolio. They already are one of the largest kind of kitchens and furniture logistics companies in Benelux. And now we will be adding presence in Rotterdam on 3 and 4PL and on Project Cargo. So their team is actually extremely excited to be able to offer all these additional services that LP has that they were not familiar with in the past.
Staying in Europe now, We know Logistics Plus has been a big supporter of Ukraine, having provided over $1 million in aid since the war began. Now, can you shed some light on any new developments on Logistics Plus activities in and around Ukraine?
Yes, absolutely. So we have been very, very actively operating and shipping in Ukraine. As you know, humanitarian aid is one thing, but Ukraine needs world-class logistics in order to still maintain bits and pieces of its economy, its manufacturing, its consumer market. So logistics for Ukraine is critically important. And it's not just on the military side, but it's to, you know, keep the economy going. And we have been doing a tremendous amount of different types of projects, from supporting Ukrainian oil and gas sector, where we are shipping thousands of metric tons of drill pipe from all over the world into Ukraine, navigating the ports and navigating the border crossings and, you know, navigating the entire very, very difficult logistical landscape during the war. And we still continue to handle quite a lot of different humanitarian efforts and, you know, trying to support different infrastructure projects, such as ensuring that people have clean water and have access to different types of energy and different types of food. So our team is still about 77 people strong, and we're working in so many different sectors and want to continue to, and are in active discussions even with the different parts and branches of Ukrainian government, because, you know, our goal is to also create a infrastructure for U.S. and Western businesses to be able to operate in Ukraine and to be those businesses' Sherpas and to help them enter these, again, the difficult markets, and to kind of lay the foundation for, hopefully, after the war is over, to make sure that the landscape is clear and that a lot of the Western companies are able to go into Ukraine and to have good and transparent business and help rebuild the country.
That is a perfect lead into my next question. And obviously, it goes without saying that we all hope this war ends as quickly as possible. Now, looking ahead, what do you project Logistics Plus's role to be in a post-war rebuild of Ukraine?
You know, we want to play a major role. As you know, this is a cause that is very dear and close to my heart. And the goal is not just to develop a logistics business, but really to create an environment to allow Ukraine to prosper in a Western direction. And, you know, to not allow Ukraine to kind of fall back to its kind of original and long ties to, you know, the Far East and the countries around the East, but also to march forward towards, you know, NATO integration, EU integration, and much closer cooperation with U.S. companies as well. And we think that it's critical, not just from the logistics standpoint, but to even be involved in different types of legislature, in consulting and bringing up some of the challenges that we are facing and some of the, you know, let's say, old ways of doing business in Ukraine. And by kind of being vocal and understanding the market extremely well, we feel that it will help other Western companies to navigate, and it will help Ukrainian government to continue to strive to put better laws and better legislation in place that is more transparent and that will eliminate the pockets of corruption that still do exist in Ukraine, even during the war.
Yuri, staying on the global front, where else has Logistics Plus opened new offices in the past year? And are there any new locations planned the remainder of 2023?
That's a great question. So, you know, over the last calendar year and even currently, we have pretty aggressively expanded into quite a few different new locations. Right now, we are in the process of founding and starting Logistics Plus France. We feel that France is a big player in Europe and will also play a big role in rebuilding of Ukraine. We are in the process of adding an office into Rotterdam that will specialize in heavy cargo and containerized freight. We have opened Logistics Plus Philippines, as that's also, it's a pretty difficult market, but quite a few of our customers are present in the market, and we think it's a really kind of, you know, good opportunity over the next few years for us. We are in the process of kind of studying Korean market, as Korea currently is playing a major role on the DoD side, manufacturing side, and we think that this could be a good opportunity for us to enter that market. And, you know, a few of the markets that we opened up kind of within the last 2 years, such as Vietnam and Thailand and Malaysia, are all growing. And within those countries, we have been adding additional offices, additional capabilities, additional members to the team. So right now, quite a lot of concentration for us in Southeast Asia region, Europe region, and some good opportunities in a few different South American countries as well.
Now, Yuri, coming back closer to home, Logistics Plus has really been doubling down on its North American warehousing operations. Can you comment on any new, expanded, or planned warehousing operations here in the United States?
Yeah, absolutely. So right now we have about 6 million square feet of warehousing in the U.S. alone. And that's a pretty big number for us. And that's a number that has dramatically increased over the last 2 years. Kind of one of our newest and fastest growing markets is Glendale, Arizona, right outside of Phoenix. We have two facilities there, one at about 500,000 square feet and one at almost 1.2 million square feet. And that's been one of the areas that's been growing for us. And we're handling multiple types of cargo in these warehouses, everything from e-commerce to different types of retail goods, even to energy drink markets, and then some industrial manufacturing. Our teams in Glendale are also growing. And, you know, we're currently also taking a look at a few different markets, potentially Houston, Atlanta, Savannah, and maybe a few more. But the goal is to continue to increase our warehousing footprint. And we have a few very large Fortune 500 clients that use multiple facilities. And kind of hand in hand with our team's entrepreneurial spirit, as well as world-class technology managing these warehouses, it's been a quite successful expansion for us, and we want to continue to invest into that.
We're speaking with Yuri Estapiuk, Chief Operating Officer at Logistics Plus, on today's Business Spotlight. Yuri, I know LP has been very active on the diversity and sustainability side of things. Can you provide any comment on how you view these areas?
Yeah, absolutely. The way we view these areas is we do not want to just be a company that just kind of follows what everybody else is doing. In a typical LP fashion, we try to set the tone and do more and do it faster. And we continue to do that. We're one of the most diverse providers to quite a few different companies. We continue to invest in different types of diversity programs on the East Coast, on the West Coast, different types of training programs, just to make sure that the, you know, the opportunities are given to everyone, and that we don't just hit a certain matrices, but actually set that tone, and to make sure that we kind of show the culture of diversity that we're extremely proud of. You know, on sustainability and environment, as you know, as we've talked about this before, we are very actively working with a few different companies, but specifically with Oceans Integrity, and are working at cleaning our oceans and rivers and lakes from plastic pollution. You know, we've started working with that company a few years ago, and that company is doing incredibly well. It's our sister company, and they have collected thousands and thousands of tons of plastic from the oceans. And, you know, the collection of plastic itself is just one side of the business that we support. It's actually the social aspect that, you know, most people don't realize. By cleaning out certain areas in countries like Indonesia and in India, allows for the ocean to almost heal itself in certain areas where some of the fisheries coming back. And by properly recycling this plastic and paying for connections, it allows the local population to earn money and to play a role in cleanups. And then also taking that plastic, responsibly recycling it into building materials and building, you know, homes and donating them to local populations and to the local governments. So all of that is a direct result of these big cleanup jobs. And as this company keeps growing, you know, we continue to support it. As you know, we're one of the first ones, but also, you know, now 3 years, plastic neutral company. And we look to continue to work in that direction, but not only. As you know, we are constantly looking for new opportunities, new ways to make a difference. And that's and we will absolutely continue to do so.
I've got to ask you a follow-up question on Ocean's Integrity. And I know that story, and I know a little bit about it. It's a fascinating story. Is there anything else on the significance? Because I know LP really has been a leader when it's come to the plastic neutrality and that certification through Ocean's Integrity. Anything else you want to comment on the significance of that and any other new developments on the sustainability side of things?
Absolutely. And, you know, as Ocean's Integrity continues to grow in that market and getting a lot more recognition, there's been international bodies that have figured out that also conversions of providing them with carbon credits based on their plastic collections. And that really kind of puts them into a new league. As you know, carbon credits have been in usage for quite some time. And it's not a commodity, but it's a huge trading token, so to say. So the fact that Ocean's Integrity is now able to receive and trade these types of credits is going to make them much, much bigger company. It will make it easier for them to get additional funding. It will make it easier for them to grow and to become more universally recognized in terms of you know, plastic collections. So we think that this will continue to grow at an unprecedented levels. And we will continue to support them, not just with logistics, but just in overall management of their business. And then, as always, we are looking at different opportunities. There's quite a few of our large Fortune 500 clients that are doing different types of environmental programs that we are part of and that we are helping them to achieve. And we're going to continue to look for more opportunities to continue to make a difference.
Yuri, time to put you on the spot for just a moment. I understand that you were recently selected as one of Erie's 40 under 40 list by the Erie Reader. Congratulations on what I know is well-deserved recognition. How does it feel to be recognized as a young leader shaping the future of Erie?
Thank you very much. And, you know, I'm very proud of it, and it feels amazing. As we've talked about many times, I think Erie is a really special place. I think Erie is an amazing headquarters to our global company and our global brand. The quality of talent, quality of people that we have here is, you know, in our opinion, unmatched. And, you know, it's great to be recognized, and it's great to kind of continue to help navigate not just the Logistics Plus, but also helping Erie to continue to grow and continue to diversify and continue its improvement.
It seems Logistics Plus just continues to receive accolades across the industry, as well as having recently been named a Project Logistics Provider of the Year finalist by Heavy Lift Magazine, recognized by Supply and Demand Chain Executive Magazine as completing a top supply chain project, and being named by Inbound Logistics Magazine as a G75 Green Supply Chain Partner and a top logistics IT provider. Now, these are just a few of the accolades. How do you feel about all of these honors?
Honestly, I think it's amazing, and we are proud of every single one of these awards. Every one of these awards, you know, is based on our team, and our culture is very special, but our teams are second to none. And we are very proud of our employees, and it's really them that are getting all these awards. It's their hard work. It's their problem solving. It's them putting in their heart and soul into the work. And that's what makes Logistics Plus such a special company. And, you know, from our side, what we're trying to do is to make sure that we continue to drive our culture, that we continue to make certain changes and to evolve as a company and provide people with a great place to work. And our people are why we have been growing and why we get these different awards and recognition. And that's very, very proud of it. And it's very humbling. We are always looking for individuals that can strengthen our team and add different dimensions to our team. We are constantly recruiting. We have an entire Delta team, or we hire individuals that we feel have a good potential and would be a good fit into our culture, even if we do not necessarily have anything for them at the moment. And within the Delta team, they are able to work on real projects at real time. And, I always feel that a hiring process itself is a two-way street, because we are obviously interviewing someone to see if they are a good fit into our organization and our culture. And on the other side of this, when individuals look at us as a company and evaluate, well, is this is where we want to either start or continue our career? So we're constantly looking for good people that are a good cultural fit. And we hire sometimes for a Delta team just as a good training ground for us because of all the growth. And then we are able to tell which portions of our business these individuals would be the best fit. So for people that may be interested in different opportunities with Logistics Plus, I would recommend going on our website, which is absolutely world-class, and to apply online. And we go through each and every resume and application and look for different opportunities to continue to add to our team.
Yuri, once again, thank you for joining us today. As always, thank you for your time. I know how busy you are, and it is appreciated. Is there anything that we did miss today that you'd like our listeners to know about the status of LP today?
No, I think that we covered pretty much everything, and we look forward to continue to grow our presence in Europe and in Southeast Asia. And we're in a process of entering potentially a few different verticals. One of the verticals I have not mentioned is that we have been doing quite a lot of luxury yacht shipping as well as race car shipping. And this is a pretty specialized type of logistics that requires speed and does require quite a lot of knowledge, specifically on the yacht side, where you need experienced engineers that understand how to ship different types of boats and yachts. And it's been a division that we stood up probably about a year ago, and it's been doing extremely well, and we've added a few more people. So that's an area that we really wanted to break into. It's a very interesting area. It's a big area where our culture just fits that type extremely well, because it's a lot of problem solving, it's a lot of speed, it's high value cargo. So that's one of the divisions that we want to also continue to invest globally.
Thanks for listening to Business Spotlight on Money Radio WPSE. You can access today's program or other episodes of Business Spotlight by clicking on the podcast tab on our homepage. Join us again next week as UPMC Hammett is in the Business Spotlight.